Welcome to the Andrea Show. In this segment, I'm going to talk about partnering with America to generate results and solutions. You know, it is exhausting trying to create a platform with a whole bunch of political invested opportunists who bring forth no solutions. We cannot abate systemic racism that's infecting our Board of Education in Black communities and, you know, poverty level schools, okay? We cannot rid the stigmas that are attached to these schools, okay? Because there's, you know, X amount of Black people or people of color in the neighborhood. That still exists, okay? It's sad. I'm a realtor, I'm telling you. Although it is illegal, I still see it, I still hear it, okay? I'm a witness, okay? We cannot tackle down the lack of diversity in companies that give millions of people jobs, okay? Because of discrimination. Although it is illegal, it still exists, okay? We cannot tackle down the issues politically with lawmakers that are leaning right, that are pushing racist policies, that are hurting the communities of people of color, okay? Until we get solution-driven influencers, solution-driven people in the White House, in the Congress. I think AOC is doing an amazing job, Alexandria, but, you know, she can't do it alone, okay? We need more people like her that have a voice and have power. You know, I was just watching The Revolt with Candace Owens and Killer Mike and T.I., remember that? And, you know, I'm trying to put my emotions aside this year and really focus on how I can be seen in the same light, okay? But be better, because I've been in my kitchen watching them talk, and I'm just like a fighter, a boxer, just ready to get in the ring, because I realize that these people are not answering the questions being asked. You know, they just continue on bringing up talking points without solutions, okay? For instance, one of the questions at The Revolt was, you know, what party to trust? What party can we lean on to push policies that are going to be beneficial to the Black community? No one answered this question, okay? Or what can we do? Like, one solution, there was one, was that we need our own party, okay? I think we could work with the left and right party if we can get a Black association, you know, now maybe the NAACP or something, I don't know, maybe something similar, but has power to go on a state level to push forth, you know, reforms and laws that are going to give people of color more opportunity. You know, my thing is this: if there are stigmas in Black schools, I just want to make them look like the best schools there ever was. Uniforms, the up-to-date textbooks, you know, 2 to 3 teachers in a class, okay? So these kids get the attention that they need, okay? I'm a victim of not getting that at home, which is probably why I'm really loud trying to still seek approval from the world, okay? Counselors, social workers, okay? You know, can we change that the missing father is a huge problem in the Black community? Maybe one day. But there were policies that really hurt the Black family, like the 1994 crime bill that was made by Bill Clinton. Okay? It's the Bill Clinton crime bill. All right? That put mass incarceration. Lots of people of color lost their fathers, lost their brothers because of that stupid freaking bill. Right? And I think some of them are still in there, to be honest. Reverse that, okay? We need someone in power to reverse these racist policies, okay? We need to end the face-to-face hire, okay? I just got hired at Amazon, and I never met a person. It was wonderful. That you took a test, they actually were your qualities, and then the next job, the next duty was to be at work. That's how it should be. If I'm good enough on paper, I should be good enough for the first day of the job. There's too many people not hiring because they see a person of color across the table. That has got to end. Okay? And maybe take the name out. Why do you need to see my name? I've heard and I've seen this happen. Black people not get jobs because of their name. Okay? We have to get rid of the HR hiree or manager who's hiring people based off of their opinion on them and not based on their skills. That has got to end. Okay? We need solutions. Okay? Because I can think of a million. Okay? Please. Get someone. Please call me. All right? I don't want to be a congresswoman. I want to be Oprah. Okay? But if I can go back to school, if God will it be, I would try to do something. Okay? We need solution-driven people. Okay? If you didn't know this, I don't know if you're listening. Thank God it's 11-11. I'm writing a book now called The Driving Force. Okay? You cannot take my idea. And if you do, I swear to God. either way, it's not going to be my book. Okay? And I'm just realizing that that is a huge problem, is that there's so many immature people in power. Trump was infamous for this, you know, big brat, you know. I mean, he didn't even want to leave the White House. I mean, he made falsified allegations about the voting fraud thing. Like, I can't understand how these people are in power. So many conservatives that have really crossed the line here 2020, like Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro. Okay, they've been called out. All right. And now they're trying to say, well, you know, it's not about Trump. It's about policy. Bull crap. OK, don't even. You guys saw an opportunity and you guys ran for it. All right. With no remorse. Right. People are called out. If you were a red hat, we know who you are. OK, if you had a Trump sign in front of your yard, you showed off. And now you need to take ownership. Right. So that we can move on. But. For the most part, let me just say this, because I only want to do 10-minute videos with just me talking, okay, until people start calling me on the show, on the anchor. We have to forgive. We have to forgive. Not only do we need solutions, we need to forgive. I think forgiving is a solution, okay? I don't think there should be a country where we're, like, bashing white people because of what their ancestors did. But I do think white people need to own their white fragility and understand that, you know, it wasn't them, but they have the power now to change what their ancestors did. And the problem is they don't change it. And then they say, well, I didn't do it, but you can undo it. You understand that you have the power today to change it, to be a part of the solutions. But by being fragile about issues in other people's communities, you are really just putting flames on top of flames, okay? Just because you didn't start the flame doesn't mean you're not keeping it going. You're putting the fuel on the flames that were made by your ancestors. And all you have to do is put it out and just make a vow that, you know, like a societal vow that you're not going to continue the mess, you know? And the mere fact is, you know, just saying Black Lives Matter was a nice little start. And some couldn't even do that. You know, like if you were to say that Black Lives Matter, that would put money in my pocket. You know, instead, you know, conservatives took an opportunity to talk about our fathers. How dare anyone talk about anyone's father? That is so repulsive. Talk about our abortions. Like, that's not even any of your business. Okay. HIPAA law. Okay. Most women that get abortions have reasons, and more white people do it. So it's kind of a joke. But I'm not trying to keep conservatives out, especially Black conservatives, even though they really irritate me. But that is a me thing. You understand how I took ownership? I want to keep people involved in the conversation and I want to hear them out, but they have to understand that it is the solutions and forgivenesses embedded in our culture that is going to create change. That is it. And with that said, I got a few more seconds here. I'm elated that Biden is our president, and I know that he is doing what needs to be done with his 25 executive orders I think he has right now. I also want to say RIP to Screech. Just so sad from Saved by the Bell. He died, okay? I don't know if you knew that. 44 from cancer. All right, you guys, be safe. Also, spread love and definitely spread your truth.